From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, Washington critical of the Assad-Putin meeting in Moscow. The White House has criticized Russia for hosting Tuesday's meeting with embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. A White House spokesman says giving Mr. Assad the red carpet treatment after he used chemical weapons against his own people, sparked a civil war and humanitarian crisis, is at odds with Russia's stated goal of a political transition. Another U.S. spokesman, John Kirby, Wednesday said Washington was not surprised by the trip.
Moscow and Damascus have a relationship, have had one. Obviously now, Russian military aircraft and military forces are increasing their support in tangible ways to the Assad regime. So that they continue to do that remains just as much an issue of concern for us as it was before his visit to Moscow.
During the meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Mr. Assad thanked Russia for its intervention, saying it stopped the spread of terrorism. More than a dozen South African universities have temporarily closed amid a swelling wave of student protests over proposed tuition and fee hikes. Protesters clashed with police Wednesday outside Parliament in Cape Town. Student Samil Dondashi admits there is no perfect time to demonstrate.
When is the perfect time to protest? If we had protested 2 months ago, people would have said, oh no, you should not protest now. It's too late. You should have done it in January. If we protest in January, oh no, the year just started. You'll scare the first years. If we protest in March, no, we're about to go on holiday. There's no perfect time for a protest. This is not the right time. We're about to write exams. When is the perfect time?
Protests began last week over a proposed 10% increase. Since then, the Twitter hashtag fees must fall has spread across social media platforms. School officials have proposed a cap to increase at 6%. This is VOA News.